Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is! Drawing Board or...
Miro! All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the California Angels and the City of Los Angeles, on the occasion of Her Majesty's royal visit, please welcome internationally renowned opera star Enrico Palazzo.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!
Utah, give me two.
Hi, my name is Michael Govier, and this is the Palazzo Podcast, 2 L's, 2 Z's.
Utah.
Did you hear that?
Give me two.
Want to talk about these two guys. Look at these dudes behind me. These guys are crushing it. Windy City Streakers are in full effect, y'all. North side, south side, who you got? Would you rather have Jake Berger and the Pale Hose? Would you rather have Christopher Morel on the Cubbies? Man, both are fun players for different reasons. They're both hot. That's what they have in common. Morel can give you a little bit of everything. Jake Berger can crush dongs like nobody's business. I love Berger. I'm a Berger guy over a Morel guy. I mean, Morel's awesome, but Berger's just my guy because he's been my guy for a while. And I can't lay claim to Christopher Morel because he was never one of my guys. I liked him. I like his profile. I was excited about him, but it would be a lie to say otherwise. Join us in the live chat here. Jump in. Say whatever you want to say. Get yourself on the record. Oh, shit. Look who's here. Mason. Where you been, dude? Burger time. That's right. Mason, good to see you, my friend. It's been a minute. You know, I haven't got a text from you in a while with any strawberry-flavored Busch Lights or Nat Light. Was it Nat Light? Yeah, it was Nat Light, I think. Jeff's in the house. What's up? The official Joshua Lowe. What should we call you, Jeff? The supporter, the guru? You are our Joshua Lowe guru, Jeff. Where did Deary go? Deary stepped away. Last week, I posted a video, a little farewell to Deary. Deary has stepped away from the show, and it was a great ride. We're still friends. He's my buddy. I mean, he's around. He's out there somewhere. I'll see him soon. But we are looking for a replacement. That's true. The hunt is on right now.
Please stop belittling me.
I'm not belittling anybody here. I got some guys I like, but I will take your suggestions. If you want to jump in the Discord, it's free. Descriptions, it's always in the description. The Discord link and the Patreon starts at $3. If you're new to the show, check it out. I just posted a bonus episode, which you can only get through the Patreon, about half an hour ago. I'm jumping on here because I wanted to go on live. This isn't like a full show, but I wanted to pop in, get on the record real quick. Mason says it's a bush. Bush apple? Bush cherry? Ew, good God. Chad says... If Morel is ever on the same team as Jake, would you have a mushroom burger? Yeah, I guess.
That's putting it mildly.
Well done. Nice job, Chad. You've been saving that one for a while. Jeff says, will he be back? Jeff, Deary will not be returning. Yes, that's official. If you missed last week's show, Jeff, make sure you go check it out on the YouTube or in podcast platform if you prefer. And check out the video. I made a nice little video as a tribute to Deary to say farewell. That's also on our YouTube. Palazzo Podcast 2Ls 2Zs.
Utah.
Please subscribe.
Give me two.
We get to 400 goddamn subscribers. Uh-oh. Am I going to get shadow banned because I just said GD on YouTube? Yeah. YouTube hates us? I mean, what's up with that? Why do you hate us, YouTube? Deary will not be returning. He might pop in for a special guest appearances in the offseason, but he just didn't have the time, and he didn't want to be an analyst that was half-assing it. So you should give Deary credit for not trying to do that. Chad says, Deary is too famous for us with all the Guess Who royalties he gets. Is Deary in the Guess Who? This is news to me. I was not told about that. Anyways, Jeff, I know you're sad. I'm sorry. It hurts. Deary will always be in our heart with us. Deary is alive and well, and he's going to be happy. And he's still on Twitter. Follow him on Twitter at cdeary1999. Go DM him. Go talk to him. Tell him you miss him. Tell him, hey, thank you for the 4 years you gave to the Palazzo Podcast, which he absolutely did. And he did it with just an easygoing, fun attitude and some quality analysis. He dropped some real good stuff on this show. He did. Never forget that. And I won't. I will never forget that either.
Can't trust it.
Well, you can't trust what you see next week, because who knows if it'll be there tomorrow. That's why you should cherish it while it's in front of you. The more you know. Right? Maybe. Okay. I'm a Jake Berger guy. I've always been a Jake Berger guy. You guys need to get on the Jake Berger wagon. He can't be as hot as he's been. Neither can Christopher Morrell. I mean, both of these guys got to cool down here. But Morrell has the complete profile. He can do it all. Berger's your classic power guy, slugger. 30% K rate. He whiffs a lot. And the question is, could Berger give you a decent average floor? I'm not so sure that's possible. So I consider Morrell the safer floor guy here. But Berger will give you power. But the only other question, too, with Cody Bellinger went on the IL today, right? So Cody Bellinger's out for a bit. Christopher Morrell has an open floor right now to continue to hit. And there's no reason Morrell should ever go back. In fact, Morrell will never go back to AAA. This was his last stint in the minor leagues. Morrell's ready for this. He's showing he's ready, and he's taking advantage of the opportunity, which is not something you always see. You know what I mean? Jeff says Peter Gammon should be your new co. That would be awesome. Imagine we got Peter Gammons. Wow, that would be quite the coup for the Palazzo Podcast. Chad says, are we turning it back to 2018? Oh, with Gary Sanchez? Yeah. I talked about Gary Sanchez on the bonus episode of the Patreon. Palazzo Podcast bonus, Bozo exclusive. Starts at $3 a month. With many catchers struggling and hurt, is Gary Sanchez a two-catcher league a thing again? Well, I talked about this on the bonus episode. Gary Sanchez really had some powerful years. And not just the 2019 Fun Ball Fiesta year where everybody cranked a ton of dongs and had excessive offensive firepower. 2019 looking more and more like a massive anomaly as we get further away from it. In fact, it's even more ludicrous possibly than the 2020 shortened season, which we didn't get anything out of that we could use going forward, really, because it was just so ridiculous in 2019 offensively. The Chad says, Brad Keller to the IL about 5 starts too late. Yeah, I recommended Brian Keller as a not-so-obvious stream of the week on Monday, and he walked 8 guys. 8 guys in one game. He walked 8 Padres on Monday. Unreal. Wow.
Flawless victory.
No, it's not. I mean, for the Padres it was, but Brad Keller totally failed me.
You have failed.
Very sad. And Battenfield to the IL. That's right, Peyton Battenfield. So people are starting to, is this it? In the Discord, I think it was GM who said, Gavin Williams time? Is it happening? But I'm not so sure Gavin Williams is going to get the call here just yet. I mean, he's been pitching well, and if it was for an opportunity for him to come up, I'm not so sure it's that opportunity right now. But I still believe Gavin Williams will make his debut this year in Cleveland eventually. He's an incredible pitching prospect. Might be the best one out there. You know, Yuri Perez has looked good, and it looks like he might be worth the money if you spent $300 on Yuri Perez of the Marlins. Very impressive start here. It's only a matter of how many innings we'll get. But Mason Miller was a fraud. Yuri Perez is a really talented guy. You might get 75 innings out of Yuri Perez this year. But with Gavin Williams, as Ben Chase, my fellow partner on the Prospects Power Half Hour, shout out Ben. Maybe you're not going to get the innings you expect to get out of some of these pitchers who get called up soon. Ben said he liked Bobby Miller the best out of the remaining guys who could get called up as pitching prospects because he might be a reliever in a Dustin May role. That was Ben's commentary, which I like that. That's a good comp. I like that comp. It's a good comp. But, man, God, I like Peyton Banfield. I still believe in him as a, you know, a back of the rotation guy. And, you know, it was a nice start. It was a nice debut for Peyton. Had a couple good outings, had some not so good outings. Now he's on the IL, and Peyton will be an afterthought. You got to think about how far away are Tristan McKenzie and Aaron Civale, right? Isn't that what we need to know here? And I believe, boy, it was 2 weeks ago that Tristan McKenzie was working on a bullpen session and ramping up. So he's got to be close to getting closer. Yeah, he's making his first rehab start on Saturday. Okay, that's tomorrow. Thank you. So Tristan McKenzie is in rehabbing, and then he'll be back, right? I think he was on the 60-day IL, so I have to double-check the date, but I think he can return by the end of the month at the latest for sure, right? But he's going to require a couple rehab starts. So Tristan McKenzie, you probably see him maybe at the beginning of June. So that's still 2 weeks away if that's the case. Aaron Civale. What about Aaron Civale instead of McKenzie? McKenzie and Civale. McKenzie and Civale. Civale, McKenzie. And Civale is rehabbing, and he's a little bit ahead of McKenzie. So Civale will return sooner. He's also on the 15-day IL, so he should be ready to go, right? Civale should be back next week? I don't think so. Yeah. But it's soon. And with Peyton Banfield gone, Civale will return, and he'll probably slide into the rotation. He's not going to go to the bullpen, not the way this is going right now. Anthony says, you need a new co-host. I will fill an app out. You're very, very funny. Anthony, you're the man.
Can't do it.
But I can't do it. You're right. Even if he turns into Griffin Jacks, that isn't an awful outcome for Wade Miley? Or who? Who are you talking about, Chad? Wade Miley out 68 weeks with something I've never heard of, a posterior serratus strain. All right, cool. We're getting more detailed in our strains. Chad, who are you talking about here? Are you talking about Peyton Banfield as Griffin Jacks? Okay, yeah, you're right. That makes sense to me. I'm down with that. Got it. Good. Great. Yeah, co-host will be here soon. Next week, I've got some guests lined up who will co-host with me over the next couple weeks. One of them is Mike. He's new on the scene. He works over at We Know Fantasy. Mike's a cool guy. Follow Mike on Twitter. He's a really good follow. He does his daily notes. There's been a lot of people over the years that have done daily notes on Twitter, and then eventually they stop doing it because they realize it's so intensive, but it's a good way to attract people into your Twitter sphere. I admit that freely. I'm not going to deny that. I did it for a while, and then I stopped because I just didn't have enough time, and I realized, boy, this is really time intensive, and I just don't have enough time to do these notes every day. There was Micah notes. Whatever happened to Micah? I mean, Micah used to work at NBC Sports Edge. Micah was a nice guy. Boy, I've not talked to Micah in a really long time. I got to find out what happened to him. Micah notes was a thing he did all the time. But follow Mike, this guy, my friend Mike on Twitter at MKB Fantasy. MKB Fantasy. And then I'll be on the RotoWire show next week as a guest with Jeff Erickson. That'll be fun. And then I'll bring back around Eric Samulski as a guest host here probably the week after that. And, of course, Britton Allen's going to come back and host the show with me as well because we love doing the show together. We had a great time the last time Britton was out. And Anthony says he's insulted. How dare you?
Red alert. Red alert. Commercials incoming. Please be prepared to ignore them. These people are not your friends. These messages are intended to make you feel bad or that something is missing from your life. Red alert. Commercials incoming. Prepare to enable the use of your 15-second skip ahead button. You are in terrible peril. Red alert. Red alert. Commercials incoming. In 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile Coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sorry, Anthony. You want to do the show together, Anthony? If you think you can do it, send me a tape. I want you to send me an audition tape in, Anthony, and then we will make a decision on whether or not you are a worthy co-host. But you are a worthy friend and a confidant and a lover, so I've been told. I don't know that for sure, but the rumors out there about Anthony, he's quite the handsome devil, and he is legendary tales of a life well-lived. Can lock that in for sure. All right, let's cut the crap. Other things of note real quick here. Drop a question. You want to talk about it? Let's do that. Wade Miley's out. Great. What's the deal on Ethan Small? You know, is Ethan Small ever going to get another shot in this rotation for the Brewers? Because that's a name I haven't heard in a while, and I would like to hear. I haven't heard a damn thing. So what the hell's going on? Ethan Small was a guy that had some clout, some excitement, some steam building behind him. He debuted last year for the Brewers. He's 26 years old. Right now he's at AAA. And in 19 innings so far this year, 2.33 ERA. Nice. 3.26 FIP. Okay, that's still doable. 13 K per 9. Ooh. 6 walks per 9. Yeah, that's unfortunate. But, you know, that's something you can work on. He's not giving up any dongs either. He's giving up less than half a dong per outing. Per 9. So that's exciting. I think Ethan Small deserves another shot here. What's the rumor? What's the story? Why is Ethan Small not going to get an opportunity in this rotation? I think he is, and I think that's somebody you should look to consider adding in, because with Wade Miley out now, and I know Eric Lauer was kind of dismissed from the rotation, so Milwaukee's got some goofy shit going on with the rotation right now in terms of who's in it, who's out, what the story is. What is this trash? I'm getting the stupid circle of death on Mac. Chad says, I would love to do a guest spot on the big show. It's so much more fun when someone else has to push all the bells and whistles. Yeah, right? I bet it is, Chad. It's not an easy thing to do. So, you know, maybe I also didn't think about this, Chad. Now, Chad, you do your shows live. You should consider maybe recording and then uploading. You can do that too. You're fine. I'm fine with that. Doing it live, very, very difficult. Not easy to do for everyone. Mistakes can be made, and that's natural. You're only human. I'm only human. But I'm pro Ethan Small. I don't want people to know that. So let's take a look at Eric Lauer getting back into this rotation. Will he get another shot? What's the word on that? Because he's been pitching out of relief. And then, what was it, the week ago, he went 5 innings against Kansas City. That was 5 days ago. Yeah. He came in, got the win, allowing 2 runs and 2 hits. And he was good. Eric Lauer in relief. So he's still on a road. He hasn't pitched since the 14th, and now it's May 19th. So I'm still not sure what the hell's going on with this Milwaukee rotation. It's giving me fits. I did my 2-start weekly thing I do on Patreon where I give you top 10 2-start pitchers of the week, and it was tough to figure out what the hell the Brewers were going to do here. There's a lot of TBDs and uncertainties, and it seems like it to me, but it seems like there's more so than there has been. And it's hard to know who's going to be pitching on what day in a lot of rotations right now. It's very chaotic and confusing. And this is someone who's, I've played this game for years. I know how it works. But it just seems like there's a lot of uncertainty in certain parts of rotations around the league. And the Brewers are one of them. Colin Ray sucks. I mean, Eric Lauer is a better pitcher than Colin Ray all day long, every day. Give me Eric Lauer. I'm pro Eric Lauer, by the way. I have not dropped him in 14 and 15 team leagues. I did drop him in a 12 because you got more options. But in the deeper leagues, 14, 15, and beyond, definitely did not drop Eric Lauer. I still believe there's better days ahead for him. You should think about that, too, if you're looking for pitching, which supposedly everybody is. Have you heard? Oh, my God, pitching. Have you heard about pitching? It's a real issue. There's been some struggles by pitchers this year.
That's putting it mildly.
Right? Yeah. Chad says Colin Ray is probably going to get Miley's spot since Lauer has Woodruff's spot. Colin Ray sucks, and he should go, and Ethan Small should get another shot in this rotation. And I'm going to lock that in. Yep, that's my bet. That's my hope. Hopefully we can see that sooner than later. Matthew Liberatore, he's going to get another start most likely, but somebody posted in the Discord that it's possible he could go to the bullpen. So whatever, bullshit. Their pitching sucks. They need reliable starters. The Cardinals are crushing the ball. They got great offense. Nolan Arenado has like seven dongs over the last week or two. I mean, he's crushing the ball. Everybody's crushing the ball for the Cardinals, but they need pitching. Pitching is the name of the game for St. Louis to do anything this season, right? You know that. And then, Eric Hosmer was DFA'd. Bye-bye-bye. Shocking. Oh, my God. People around the world are stunned that Eric Hosmer is no longer going to be with the Cubs. I mean, it's declining asset. We know that. He's not even... Fantasy pointlessness 101 with Eric Lauer, right? Also, back to the Cleveland rotation. You know, Zach Plesac's in the minors, and he could come back. There's also Hunter Gaddis down there. Remember Hunter Gaddis? He was one of the first guys this year to get a call-up from Cleveland before Peyton Battenfield got a call. And let's check in on Hunter Gaddis. How's he been doing lately in the minor leagues? Is it somebody worth taking a look at, taking another flyer on? I know my boy, my main man, Russell. Shout out to Russell. Follow Russell Withers on Twitter. Armchair Roto, of course, his website, armchairroto.com. It's awesome. He's got his own projections. Russell is a secret master of the arts of fantasy baseball and always has been. And if you don't know Russell Withers, then you don't know what you're talking about. You need to get your education on, son. Yeah, I'm going to lock that in for sure, too, right? Because Russell Withers is a genius.
Genius, genius, genius.
So let's take a look here. Hunter Gaddis recently. So he went back to the minors, but is he on the IL? Am I an idiot? Oh, because they're showing me the minor league. Show me the minor league game log. I don't care about the major league game log. Okay, so yes, Hunter Gaddis in the minor leagues. He's had four starts since he was sent back down. 19 innings, struck out 24. That's nice. Eight walks, not bad. 24 to 8 K to walk ratio. We'll take that. He has given up 11 earned runs, though, in 19 and a third innings pitched. Hunter Gaddis. That's not ideal. That might not get the job done. Hunter Gaddis, a risk? Yeah. What about Zach Plesac? So Plesac was sent to the minors. Nobody likes Zach Plesac. Everyone hates him. He's one of the most hated men in baseball, apparently, next to Mike Clevinger or formerly Trevor Bauer. I guess he was the most hated man in baseball. But he's still in baseball. He just plays Japanese baseball now. That's all. Zach Plesac, two starts since he went back down to the minor leagues. 11 innings pitched, two earned runs, five walks, 12 Ks. 164, I mean, who cares about the ERA over two starts? But 11 innings with 12 Ks and minimizing the walks, give up one dong in 11 innings, that's good. Plesac is serviceable. And he had some decent starts this year. They had so many options in Cleveland. Cleveland is loaded, pitching rich. They need to make a trade. Cleveland, make a trade. Trade some of your pitching and get some damn hitting in that lineup. Save yourselves.
Can't do it.
Yeah, apparently they can't do it, and they won't do it. It's stupid. Anthony says, this guy Kaufman pitching for the Rockies tonight. Andy Kaufman's son. What? Is that true? No way. Get out of here. Are you yanking my crank, Anthony? Because that sounds funny. I just want it to be true because I would love Andy Kaufman's son to be a pitcher in Major League Baseball. That would be a lot of fun. Are you trolling me?
Troll.
Don't troll me. You're always going to get trolled. Yeah, I'm on YouTube. Of course I'm going to get trolled. That's just the way it is, right?
I've made a huge mistake.
Chad says, so like what Manaea has done? Oh, are you guys arguing on the live chat here? Chad says, I posted that it wasn't even he could go to the bullpen. It was he could get used in the bullpen in between starts for Colin Ray. Yeah. I mean, it's all trash. That's what it is. That's all trash. I don't need Colin Ray's trash. Chad says it's not his son. It's actually him, since you know he's not dead. That's right. Andy Kaufman's alive and well. So this is his return as a major league pitcher. Oh, Chad says no. He was talking about Liberatore. So this comment was in relation to Matthew Liberatore, where it says Chad posted that it wasn't even he could go to the bullpen. It was he could get used in the bullpen in between starts. Yeah, I'm not. Talk all day long. Do your thing. People can talk, blah, 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 blah. Ollie Marmol can say what he say. John Mozeliak can say what he says. People can talk all night long. All night long. All night. But it's about the actions. That's what matters most. Anthony says, Tupac is pitching tomorrow and Elvis on Sunday. You are a funny guy. How did you call that?
Man, I'm glad I called that guy.
Well done. That sounds like fun. All right, that's it. I just want to pop on and do a quick show. This is an informal show. I wouldn't call it an official Palazzo. It's just more of like a live check-in. Say hello. You can jump in the live chat. We can talk about some stuff, some quick points of note. Again, I love both of these guys in the Windy City, Morrell and Berger. They're both guys you want to have on your fantasy team. Season long, I still think that Morrell probably will give you more fantasy points depending on your fantasy format that you're playing in, even though I'm a Jake Berger guy, as I said earlier. But Jake Berger's going to hit 30 home runs, guys. Lock it in. Seriously. Lock it in.
You better lock it up. You better lock it up.
No, you lock it up.
Lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
There you go. I locked it up. You asked me to do it, and I did it. I love Jake Berger. He's the man. Chad also says that Bell's on the IL, and they called up Talkman. Oh, Belly. Yeah, I talked about Belly earlier. Yeah, Belly's on the IL. Mike Talkman, Edwin Rios. Who gives a shit? Mike Talkman, somebody get a hold of, what's his face? Alex Chamberlain's guy, right? Isn't Mike Talkman Alex Chamberlain? He had a running gag on Twitter for years. In fact, I haven't seen Alex Chamberlain on Twitter at all. Did he leave? Where is Alex Chamberlain? Is he still in the game? Boy, I feel like, Alex, are you out there? I hope you're doing well. Love Alex Chamberlain. He's a really sharp dude. But he always had that bit about Mike Talkman. He was a diehard, never say die, Mike Talkman lover. That was Alex Chamberlain. I'm talking about him like he's dead or something. I hope he's not. God, did something terrible happen to him? Do I not know this? I could be sounding like a real dick right now. I hope Alex Chamberlain's doing well. I really do.
That's putting it mildly.
That is putting it mildly. Okay. Thanks, guys. Good show. Make sure to Palazzo Podcast. Subscribe to YouTube. Like this video. Please try to grow things. We're going to have more co-hosts here over the next couple weeks. This is just me popping in. But if you like this show and you're aware of it and you want more, the Patreon starts with $3. That's right. The link will be in the description here, and that's where you get bonus episodes from me. They're just audio, but they're great bonus episodes. They keep you up to date on stuff. I'll do quick hitters. If guys get called up or big situations break, big injuries, big opportunities, yada, 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 that's what you get with us here. And, of course, Palazzo Podcast, 2 L's, 2 Z's on
Utah,
YouTube, and
give me two.
Twitter. That's right. I still use Twitter, and it's a good place. I've seen some really positive things happen on Twitter. That's a fact. It really is. I've experienced it myself. Some people don't believe it, but it's a true story. It really is. Okie dokie. Everybody, enjoy the rest of your day. And I'll catch you guys later. I'll go back in the Discord. I'll see you back in there, okay? Oh, Anthony says, RIP Jim Brown. That's right. And that says it all. Jim Brown. If you don't know who Jim Brown is, if you're very young and you have no clue who Jim Brown is, get your Google out, son, and get to work. Because Jim Brown is a legend, not just because he was a great football player at all. So much more than that. 87 years old, a life well lived. You couldn't ask for much more than the life Jim Brown lived and what he did and what he stood for. Jim Brown, a true icon. Not like some made-up icon from an influencer who's 21 years old. No, that's not an icon. Jim Brown is an icon, okay? Good. You got it. All right, bye, everybody. Enjoy your weekend. Good luck with your lineups. Go set your lineups. Get your stuff ready for the weekend. Sunday night fab action. Sunday action. Saturday action. The Discord is free, and that's where we're talking about all this stuff when we're not on the air. Peace!
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.